This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Good morning, you're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. It's 20 minutes to 7. Harry, yeah. Hunter and Sean with you this morning. Hunter, thanks for joining us. I know you've been feeling a little under the weather.
I have, but I'm here. And
you've been listening to that song on repeat.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, pumping myself up. I have been trying to pump myself up, yeah. I shouldn't complain, though, because my good friend Lisa's in labour as we speak.
No way.
So she's probably having quite a rubbish morning compared to me.
A joyous one?
No, it won't be joyous because she has the world's smallest cervix as it happens, so it's not looking like it was going to be an easy one.
Well, I'm sure she's glad that you've shared that with everybody.
I think you're being dramatic. At the end of the day, they just fall out of you with the minimum of fuss.
That's exactly what happens.
That's true from
all accounts.
And I'd know.
Yes.
I know. I'm all over it.
If anybody would.
It's me, Kraken Show, guys. What do we got, Schwane?
We have that purple puppet. You know the one?
Dicky Knee.
No.
The one from the Hamburglar.
No, no. Grimace. You think the Grimace?
I'm thinking of Grimace.
Yeah, no. Randy from Sammy J and Randy.
Much
fan.
Better.
Yes, he'll be bringing the lols a little bit later on the show.
If we just got Grimace in here for a chat.
I don't think Grimace would talk much. Yeah, that's the noise. I don't even know if Grimace would fit in the lift or the door.
I have no idea what is going on right now.
Grimace was a really fat alien type thing that was promoting like a big food chain.
The
biggest one there is. And when you think about it, what's the point of having a big fat purpley thing to promote your happy foods?
Also, guys, I want to give you an update on my sister's Cambodian peeping Tom.
Yes. So
that's all coming. And I'm in a porno.
Woo! Okay.
Woohoo!
Okay, we'll just leave it at that, shall we? Do you want to clarify now? Or?
Nope.
No, okay, Hunter's in a porno.
You are on the tag team. It's 18 minutes to 7. Thank you for coming. Good morning. We should have made a peeping Tom sting. A sting, I reckon. That's your job for this week, Sean.
Peeping Tom.
What are you looking at?
So how is this going to get saved?
All right, quick recap. If you didn't listen last week, the good news is my sister has moved to Cambodia. Already, panic levels are quite high, you know, because it's a developing nation. It could be safer. It could be safer. And then on top of all that, she's gone ahead and got herself a peeping Tom.
She's gone, popped it on the
latest
to-do
fashion
list.
Access.
Do you think it's a bit flattering to get a peeping Tom? Because they want to look at you more than anybody else.
Yeah, but they will look at anyone as well, though.
Oh, you think?
That's the thing.
You think?
Also, they're not willing to admit to looking at you, so maybe not the best.
But they still have chosen you. Like, it's like that time I got my drink spiked. It was scary, but at the same time, I thought, well, they've chosen me.
Nah.
I've finally been chosen.
Nah. It's a terrible way of looking at it.
That's a positive way of looking at it, but you're using it in the wrong way. You're doing that all wrong.
If I chose to look at you, I would want to tell people, hey, this is the chosen one that I look at. And that would feel nice.
But then people would say that's illegal. You're going to prison.
No, that's called love.
What's the update?
Well.
Is she alive?
So they've had the window frosted over.
Great.
Because so he can't peep in.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. He has been spotted in silhouette form through the frosting.
Yeah. We were talking about this last week when we heard this story. There was the people complaining about you turn the light on in the bathroom and all of a sudden you're projecting through the frosted glass.
So
it's
now,
just a big shadow play.
They can't see him and he can't see them, which is great. But is it a bit creepier to know that he's there and not be able to see him? Anyway, so I put her on the job of making sure she alerts the security, and she let me know this week that there's an armed security guard.
Great.
So that's great. So he's on patrol. I said, well, what's his name? Are you sure he's not the peeping Tom? And then she's like, no, he's only 14. It won't be him.
And his name's not Tom. So.
14.
He's the security guard.
14-year-old
Is he a unit? Or
with a weapon.
With a gun.
Or is he a withery 14-year-old?
I didn't ask.
Is he fit?
But I have even if he's tall.
Are you sure
large,
he's not the peeping Tom?
Can you believe that? 14.
Yeah. I would believe a 14-year-old peeping
Tom. Child soldier.
your sister in the shower,
actually,
and a 14-year-old running around with
now
a gun.
I'm thinking of a peeping Tom with a gun. That's the worst case scenario.
That is worst case.
Is the worst case scenario.
I had a little peeping Tom incident on the weekend.
You did? Just a little one?
Just a little one. So we went over to, popped over to Adelaide on the weekend, drove over, as we usually do, and...
Oh, stop bragging.
You know, we... Anyway... I won't brag anymore.
It was grand final day and you were taking your smoked meats.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Smoking. How did the smoked meats go?
We didn't smoke them.
Oh. Listen, the writing was on the wall.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Everyone just wants pies.
Sorry, yeah. I'm distracted.
So, woke up in Han's house and they've got beautiful little property. They've got chickens and all that stuff. Anyway, woke up and the window, the blind was already up. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up, just saw these... four sets of eyes just looking at me.
Four? Peeping Toms.
Four peeping Toms. Bloody chickens jumped up on the windowsill. Pecking the window.
Pecking away.
And I was dreaming that something was knocking in my dream. Ooh. And it woke me up and it was the chickens pecking the window.
Well, you're lucky that window was closed
just
because they are
just
brutal.
A bun check.
Pecking away at your face. They're brutal chickens. They peck each other's eyes out. So make sure you have that window closed when you're there.
And then we had to put one of them down.
Yeah. What? Oh, the chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this took an enormous turn.
You're not allowed to peep.
Just for looking
hang
at
got
you.
Hang got a bit jealous.
Yeah. Not allowed to peep. She rung that out.
So what we're saying is Hannah went into a wild, jealous rage and wrung the neck? Was it wringing the neck of one of the chickens for perving at you in the nude?
Did you then get to eat it for dinner?
As revenge?
No, she wouldn't. Hannah went out to a couple of fields over and buried the thing.
Oh,
the music
nice.
Finished. That was dramatic.
Yeah, it was. That's nice. Why did you actually have it put down?
Oh, it's very ill.
Oh, you don't want to eat it then?
No, we didn't eat it. That's why.
You're not that crazy.
It would be good to eat it. It'd be very River Cottage, don't it?
Oh, yeah. It would be so good. But yeah, no, we couldn't do it. And I rescued a frog the weekend, so a very animal orientated weekend.
You lose one.
I'd say you're back to zero.
Okay,
You leveled it out.
You're on the tag team. That's your peeping Tom update.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Get ready to rumble. It is the tag team with you this morning on Joy 94.9. It's 4 minutes past eight. There. Did you like that?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
What were you trying to do there?
I was being
Now, guys, it's time to go. I think we've teased it. I think we've prick-teased this enough. It's time for me to tell you about my pornography debut.
Okay.
So, I got a little text message yesterday when I was homesick, and it was...
From your mum.
It was... no, Sean. It was from a friend of mine, and it was a pornography gif, and it said, "Who does this look like?" So, without being too graphic, it's not actually that graphic.
It's pretty graphic.
It's just two blokes laying down together. You know, they could be doing anything.
Yeah, they're both facing the same
building
direction.
Building a cupboard.
Yeah, they
passing
like
legislation.
Look like they're playing an interesting board game.
Yeah, a very interesting board game that's anything but boring.
Looks like playing Settlers of Catan.
Looks like they're reading a book, and one of them is squinting really hard to make out the words. And the one
and
squinting
the book is written on the back of the other one's head.
And there you are.
And there I am, as plain as day. I have never in my whole life, you know, people say, "Oh, this person looks like you," and you can never see it. I've never in my life seen a photo that I think looks more like me that isn't me. I should stress than this pornography.
And what a compromising position you have found yourself in.
Well, yeah. You mean in that it was so thrilling to watch it, and I watched it over and over again.
Well, that's the joy of a GIF, isn't it? Just repeat and repeat until your phone goes flat.
I was so thrilled with how much it looked like me that I did send it to my mum.
Oh, my God. It looks exactly like you.
It does.
What did your mum say?
I sent it to my mum and my sister in a group text.
Oh, my.
And I said, a couple of people have spotted this porno and they think it looks like me. And my sister wrote back, "Oh, my goodness, this is not an appropriate way to break the news to us that you are doing pornography." She's like, "You just send a bloody screenshot. What do you think this is?" And Mum just said, "OMG, ?"
It does look like you, but then you turn it on its side and it really doesn't look like you.
Yeah,
it is all in the angles. That's true. If you want to have a look at it, I have tweeted it out. So you can have a look at Twitter at Mr. Hunter Smith, all one word.
And you can see and follow the rest of his career, which is, well, you know, after this little screenshot.
Up and up. So anyway, so last night I popped on Twitter and I said, "Look how much this looks like me." And then one of my followers said,
one of my followers, it's a religion.
One of my tens of followers.
One of my followers said, "I can pop that on Reddit because there's a dedicated section of Reddit where you can put on a still from a porno and Reddit will find the original."
What?
Yeah.
It's so a service they offer. It's a community service.
Yeah, he popped it on there.
Don't... What?
Yeah, what?
And they found it.
And they found it.
And people, some people really know their
within porn. Like an hour. Anyway, it doesn't look so much like me when, now I've watched the full film. It went for about 45 minutes, and I'm very good at it. I am very good at it.
Did you watch the entire 45
minutes? I spooled to the business end.
Were you trying? Don't use that word. Don't use that word again. Spool and the business end.
Yeah. Stop having got my words, guys. I am brilliantly verbose.
You can
either get used to that or get out at this late stage.
It's a bit too late.
Joy
94.9. You're listening to the Tag Team on Joy 94.9, and our next guest has quite distinguishing features. He's purple, and he's the puppet half of Sammy J and Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Hey. How's things in the Joy Town?
Oh, the Joy Town is feeling pretty, pretty good. Congratulations on the big ARIA win. Nomination.
Oh, jump the gun.
You're getting a little bit ahead of yourself there with the win, but that's all right. No, very excited for the nomination. It's the second time we've been nominated, and this time we bribed the judging panel a lot earlier, which was we were prepared in advance this time. So, yeah, no, it's come up a treat.
What do you reckon you'll wear to the ARIAs?
Last time, we did go once before, and I wore a little suit. This time, I'm thinking some sort of mesh singlet.
Ooh. And how do you, without being too personal, how does a man like yourself traverse the red carpet?
Deftly, uh-huh. And with much skill. Yeah, I had a great time on the red carpet. Sammy and I got to talk to many journalists, some of who were flummoxed by our stupid answers to their questions. We didn't play a straight game on the way down the carpet. We were very, very silly.
It doesn't sound like you guys at all. Have you thought about who you might like to take, or are you stuck with Sammy J?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm not going. It was terrible. It was so boring. It was the most boring 5 hours of my life that I will never get back. Sitting in a room full of musicians getting free alcohol. It was like my idea of purgatory.
Really? It sounds like you're going and then describing all the really fun things about it.
Yeah, see, I don't drink and I don't like listening to musicians talk about themselves. Right. I know this is terrible to say on radio at this hour of the morning. I should be all, yeah, Arias, woo! But no, I agree.
Now, you're appearing shortly at a gig called Comedy for Karma. What can you tell us about that?
Comedy for Karma is a benefit gig for a Buddhist school in Daylesford, which is an amazing school, and they have to relocate. And we've managed to pull together an insane lineup this year. Tina Del Twist is hosting, big friend of Joy down there, Tina Del Twist. And we've got David Quirk, the amazing Quirk, opening up. Celia Pakwala, who is incredible. Tony Martin, the comedy stalwart.
Wow.
Yep. Famous Buddhist.
And
famous
then me
Buddhist,
and Sammy... I know. And then Sammy J and I are going to bring it home in style.
So it is the two of us. just checking.
Initially it was just me on the bill, and then Sammy begged me. Dude, I want to come to Daylesford. Put me on the bill. I was like, all right, champ.
Hey, we saw you guys last night on the Montreal Just for Laughs gala. How did you go over there? Were you well-received?
We were actually, you know, that was what they do for Channel 10 is they take bits from all of the different galas that happen in Montreal. The one that we were on was hosted by Neil Patrick Harris, and they did this cool thing where they shot four of them over two nights. So we got to do our spot four times in a row, which never happens because usually you just get one shot at it, and if you bugger it up, it's all over. But we got to do it four times, and so we got to hang out with Neil Patrick Harris for two nights in a row. And it was one of the coolest things ever, because his gala was called Circus Awesomus, so it was a whole lot of variety acts. So it was the coolest cast. I was quite sad to leave, actually. I wanted to start some sort of touring carny circuit with these sword-swallowing, sort of fire-breathing maniacs that we got to hang out
with. Neil Patrick Harris, he's mad for some magic, isn't he?
He loves a bit of magic.
Mad for it.
Old NPH.
He really shoehorned some into the Oscars, if I recall. That didn't go down so well, but that's all right.
Well, look, you know, he actually makes his own puppets as well. He's got some cool stuff in his arsenal. He's one of those dudes that can pretty much do anything. Very nice chap.
Did he try and get his hands on you?
Oh yeah, It was a little bit grabby.
Yeah, very handsy.
A little bit Midnight Hans Harris, we ended up calling him. But, you know, I mean, he was indiscreet, but I was encouraging it, to be perfectly honest. I mean, you only get one shot at NPH, so...
Doesn't sound like you at all. Randy will be appearing at Comedy for Karma Friday, October 16. Tickets are available at dharmaschool.com.au. Thank you very much, Randy.
It's been a delight. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to Joy.
Hi there, Jason Gipps here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Are you a regular listener to our Joy podcast service? Like what you hear? Tell us. Email production@joy.org.au. Tell us something that you've heard that you've particularly enjoyed, and we'll pass it on to the volunteers of our podcast service. Our Joy program production team is made up of around 30 volunteers, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, email production@joy.org.au. And if you love what we're doing, why not support us as a Joy member? You can become a Joy member anytime, online at joy.org.au or call 1300 569 949. Thanks for supporting the diverse sound of a diverse crowd.
Joy.
Thanks to Randy for joining us.
Yeah, not
well.
Sammy J, the purple one.
And thanks to you, Sean, for joining us.
Yeah, why? Because you think I'm almost gone.
No, I just feel like you're a bit of a guest and we should thank you. And to you, Harry, thank you.
And to you, Hunter, we thank you.
You are listening to Tag Team on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.